wheel, you know, instead of a bicycle.
Yeah, this is a department store in town, my hometown. Well, the name of it is Rosenberg's, but way back when, people called it the dollar store, and my grandmother still calls it that. And I always got it confused with another store in town that was, I don't know, Top Dollar or something like that. And I wind up going to the wrong place half the time and go down to the dollar store.
Well, you know, it's not easy to change old habits.
That's true. We're talking about your car. Say if your car developed a squeak in it somewhere, you probably, take it to the gas station, tell a man to put it up on the rack and do what to it?
Grease it.
And what about the past of that? You say he greased it today, but yesterday he...
Yeah, you greased it yesterday.
Or if that stuff...
But he did.
Right. If that stuff got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
Greasy.
We're talking about, taking care of your car while you're in the gas station. You might ask the man to look up under the hood and check
the oil?
Or some kind of fuel before you have electric lamps. These things that you had.
Yeah, kerosene.
Yeah. Ever heard people call that by any other name?
Yes, but now, you know, I don't know what, don't remember what to call it.
Coal oil.
Yeah.
Coal oil. Mm-hmm. No difference in kerosene? Same thing.
I don't know whether it's different or not, but people have called, I mean, I've heard the same thing called both names.
Yes, sir. Or say, well, talking about that, have you ever heard of people around here making a makeshift lamp or a temporary lamp by just taking a bottle and some coal oil and a rag? Or a wick and temporary lamp that way. I heard people talk about a torch or a flambeau.
Oh, well, a torch, I guess. Usually a torch, I think that is one of these splinters or something y'all were talking about a long time ago lighted.
Or, getting back to the car for a minute, that inside part of a tire that you inflated, used to anyway, you call that the inner.
Inner tube.
Or talking about vehicles, this expression, say if you had a boat and you wanted to check it out, you'd take it down the water, and when you were actually putting the boat in the water, you'd say you're going to do what to the boat? You're going to
launch.
You ever heard that used?
Mm-hmm.
Going to launch the boat.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned, tugboat when we started talking.
Yeah.
Do people are there places around here to fish, you know, ponds? Is that done very much in this area?
people usually fish most in the lake, river and lakes. There may be a few fish ponds around, some out of the GIP, I don't know.
Just a few more private, though. A lot of big fishing beef ponds.
Yeah. What kind of boat would they use, would you say?
If they were going to fish in a pond?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, if you're fishing like we had a pond out here, you wouldn't use a boat, would you, GIP? Are they that big?
Some of them are.
Use a skiff or a double end
boat.
I guess in that you wouldn't use a motor boat, a motor thing on it, would you?
Not just a little pond.
Mm-mm.
What is a John boat?
What is a what?